SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump issuing a new warning about the Strait of Hormuz.
In a statement posted on his social media site, the president ordered the U.S. military to shoot and kill Iranian small boats that are choking the Strait of Hormuz. He said there is to be no hesitation. The president also said the military is intensifying its mine-clearing efforts in the critical waterway. And the strait, he said, will remain under U.S. control until Iran is able to make a deal. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Israeli and Lebanese officials meet today in Washington looking for ways to extend a fragile 10-day ceasefire that started last week. Following months of delay, the European Union approves a $106 billion loan for Ukraine.
The package will help Ukraine reach its economic and military needs for the next 2 years. The decision came after Russian oil began flowing again through a key pipeline in Hungary and Slovakia. The EU also approved new sanctions against Russia over its war on Ukraine. Both Hungary and Slovakia had previously blocked approval of the loan and sanctions because of a feud with Ukraine over halted Russian oil deliveries. Ukrainian officials blamed Russia, saying it had damaged the pipeline with drone attacks. Ukraine desperately needs the 90 billion euro loan package to support its war-ravaged economy. I'm Karen Shamas.
Virginia's new Democrat-friendly congressional map has been ruled unconstitutional by a circuit court judge. An injunction blocks the map from being certified and taking effect. An appeal to the Virginia Supreme Court is expected. Over Democrat objections, Senate Republicans have voted to fully fund the Department of Homeland Security for 3 years. Now it's up to the House to decide the matter. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 55 points. The Nasdaq is off 103 points. This is SRN News. A warning from religious freedom advocates.
They say hate crimes laws in Europe are leading to restrictions on people of faith. International Christian Concern says Europe's Digital Services Act can affect speech even here in the U.S. because, quote, it incentivizes companies to comply with its requirements and revise their worldwide content moderation policies. From politics to religion, online content is increasingly being classified as hate speech. Michael Harrington reporting.
With the midterm elections looming, the Democratic Party is having an internal struggle over the role of the LGBT agenda in its platform. After the 2024 presidential election, Democrats were divided over the role that LGBT issues played in their party's losses. The Trump campaign ran a series of ads criticizing Vice President Harris for supporting sex change operations for people who are in prison, as well as males playing on female sports teams. This is SRN News. Police are hunting for a 17-year-old on charges of attempted murder after a weekend shooting near the University of Iowa, Iowa City campus. Five people were treated for gunshot wounds. One woman remains in critical condition. Looking for a partner to challenge you in a game of ping pong?
A paddle-wielding robot is so adept at playing table tennis that it's posing a tough challenge to elite human players and sometimes defeating them, according to a new study in the journal Nature that shows how advances in artificial intelligence are making robots more agile. Japanese electronics giant Sony built the robotic arm it calls Ace and pitted it against professional athletes. Ace proved a worthy adversary, though one with some non-human attributes. 9 camera eyes positioned around the court and an uncanny ability to follow the ball's logo to measure its spin. Keith Peters reporting.
More details at srnnews.com.